Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. A Dakota County judge ruled in favor of the city of Northfield in the civil case with Waterford Township regarding their orderly annexation agreement from 1980. Judge Perchio handed down her decision on Monday in favor of Northfield, dismissing the lawsuit with prejudice, denying all motions. In 1981, the two entities signed an agreement that sought special legislation that they share revenue in perpetuity. Northfield would pay Waterford tax reimbursement on the annexed land, formerly Sheldahl, now Maltec, and legislators ratified it. After 29 years of payments in 2010, Northfield City Attorney Chris Hood told then-council that they no longer needed to pay Waterford. Waterford continued to bill Northfield. In 2014, then-Mayor Dana Graham appointed Councilors Erica Zweifel and David Ludischer to start working with Waterford to come to some form of agreement to end the dispute. In 2016, Administrator Mardig and Graham were in negotiations and were close to agreeing to pay Waterford a lump sum of $50,000. But at the last minute, according to Graham, a Waterford supervisor would not agree. Waterford Township filed suit against Northfield in May of this year. KYMN spoke with Waterford Supervisor Chair Larry Odegaard this morning. He said that they're waiting to confer with their attorney, Mike Corey, before making any decision on appeal. In the meantime, Mayor Pownell said this morning that the city has not yet been officially informed. However, the ruling was signed on Monday. She said,
"Look forward to how we can work together with Waterford as we move forward. I mean, I really value our friends and neighbors that reside outside our city limits."
According to the ruling, Northfield is also entitled to reasonable costs and disbursements. Dakota County Court Administration has yet to process the actual ruling, but forwarded a copy of the judgment to KYMN. Waterford attorney Mike Corey has not yet returned a phone call. As we head toward the 2019 legislative session, District 20 Senator Rich Dreheim told KYMN that some of the first things they'll be working on.
Obviously we'll be working on the two-year biennium budget, tax conformity, permanent funding for roads and bridges or transportation.
Marijuana is a hot topic, as well as gun control and distracted driving. After midterm elections, the House became Democratic, making Minnesota the only split government state in the country. The Senate is Republican. Dreheim said there will likely be new authors for bills that they bring back that were vetoed last session by Governor Dayton. As Tim Walz comes in as governor, Dreheim commented,
"I think Walz will be more engaged and probably be more hands-on than what we had with Dayton, and I'm looking forward to that."
He said the reality is they need to work together. He hopes to work with newly elected House Representative DFLer Todd Lippert, who takes David Bly's seat. Dreheim said he'd like to work on solutions, including health care. While the debate continues as to who pays for health care, he'd like to work on lowering the cost overall. We'll be hearing from Senator Dreheim on a regular basis once the session starts. And a Northfield man pled guilty yesterday to second-degree drug sale. 21-year-old Brandon Stephen Underdahl set up drug buys in the Northfield Taco Bell parking lot with an undercover agent of the Cannon River Drug Task Force in February. Underdahl told the agent he could get nearly any kind of drug except heroin and crack. He sold the agent 3.5 grams of meth and a little over 2 grams of marijuana. A pre-sentence investigation has been ordered and Underdahl's sentencing is scheduled for February 19th. News from around the state is next.